Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Shane Garrity. Shane is a seminarian of the Diocese of Columbus. Welcome, Shane.
Thank you, Father. Thanks for having me back.
It's great to have you. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord God, we ask that you awaken us to your presence, that we might always be aware of your loving guidance of our life, and especially this day, in whatever faces us. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, Shane, we were talking last time kind of about your story of faith, but also your vocational discernment. And so, we heard you were discerning. You were working in Cincinnati mm-hmm. at that point. I don't know if you were even actively discerning, but you had stopped by to visit the Dominicans at St. Gertrude there.
Yeah. So there was sort of a gravitational pull where, you know, you can't just go and talk to holy Dominicans and be at evening prayer and stuff and go to adoration and it doesn't start affecting everything in your life, you know. So it started to make me ask some questions, and I had started to make a plan. I was saving up money to go to college. I was going to go to Columbus State. I was going to transfer to OSU after 2 years and get a business degree and go into sales like Dad and do all that stuff. And somewhere along that, I know exactly where along that. I wanted to take a real vacation because part of coming home was every time I got time off, I'd come back to Ohio in February, and it was not exactly a vacation resort. So my mom and I had planned, we did a family trip to Hawaii, and we were going, and it was going to be a good time. And then after that, it was like I was going to come home, start school, try and keep my head, nose to the grindstone, get through, and make a big change. And in between that, my longtime friend since like first grade, he was in seminary for 5 years. He went into seminary and I went to Texas at the same time. He was hiking the Camino de Santiago across the top of Spain. It's the pilgrimage of St. James. And so he had offered me to come along with him. And I was like, well, if I'm going to college, I'm not going to have any fun for 4 years, so better make this one count. Didn't have any real particular devotion to St. James, didn't even really know what the Camino was about, but I decided to go. It was kind of a hair-trigger decision, and I got there. And the morning I got there, it was like 12-hour time difference from Hawaii. Everything was, loud and noisy. I just wanted to go back to sleep, but Theo... It's like, hey, I started hiking with this really cool group of guys. We could stay here and have a rest day, let you just kind of get acclimated, or we could keep going. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to ruin this for my buddy, as soon as I get here. So I decided, we'd get up and start hiking with them. And the first person I meet, they were a group of guys discerning entering seminary and two vocation directors from Australia. I didn't really want that conversation to come up, but I knew there was no way around it. I'd been good friends with all the seminarians before. Theo had he'd sort of been pulling on me over the years, and it's like, oh boy, well, here's 2 weeks of, talking about nothing besides, seminary. So as that was happening, I grew really close to those guys and the two vocation directors, and when you're on the Camino, you have very little else to do other than kind of reflect and pray and think about your life. so I kind of got to really unpack those last 3 years of moving away and, like you said, not really making faith my priority and starting to fall from it when I was in Texas. And, it was really an introspective time. And we ended that trip. We got to Camino de Santiago. It was very painful for me because I'd been sitting for 2 weeks before that and not really doing anything. I had done no practice hikes, so it hurt physically. But we finished the trip by going to Fatima, and it was there, I was talking with the vocation director, and he was like, what do you have to lose by doing this? Like, what is there that could possibly hold you back? And I was like, well, I just don't want to, you know, go in and then leave and not be sure and all this. And he was like, well, that's kind of why you go to seminary, to ask the question. And I was like, yeah, but, you know, I want to go to college. And he was like, okay, so you're getting years of college while you're in seminary. There's no reason that you shouldn't be there. And I couldn't think of a good answer. And he was kind of one of those people that would push you in the right ways to where it's like, you know, he'd leave you just standing there like, darn it, I can't think of a good way to get around this. And so I sat there in Fatima and prayed about it for a while, and I'd kind of been convinced and started to realize that there was something there that needed to be attended to, no matter how much I didn't want to attend to it. And then I sent Father Noble an email from Fatima asking if we could get coffee. He was the vocation director at the time. And from there, things really sped up quickly, you know. I got back, we had coffee, and I kind of told him about it, and he was like, yeah, you've kind of been around all the Melchizedek projects. You've been around for a while now, Shane. You keep coming up in all these things. And I was like, oh, well, fair enough. It was kind of one of those other, like, someone else giving me a reflection of like, yeah, you've been here, but not thinking about it consciously. So, from there I decided to go in, and I started working on all the paperwork and stuff. And this was like close to August. So it was kind of late in the program. So we really had to tie things down quick. And yeah, from there, it was a fast process. I got in and started seminary.
If you're tuning in, this is Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger, and with me today is Shane Garrity. Shane is a seminarian of the Diocese of Columbus at the Josephinum. So, Shane, you go into the Josephinum then, and I'm wondering how things have changed as a seminarian. So, you know, it sounded like you had a prayer life and certainly a sacramental life. You knew the Lord, but what kind of help has seminary provided?
Yeah, I think that in a sense we all have to. When I was before going into seminary, there was this understanding of these are the things that you do. Being raised in a very strong Catholic faith, it's like there are certain things that you have to do, and then as a result, you will get grace, and this will happen, and you know, life kind of goes on. For me in seminary, one thing that really has changed is it's not so much these are the things that you have to do in the sense of, like, I don't want to say there's punishment involved or anything like that, but, like, it wasn't so much of a check the box, neat and clean, like, this is what happens. It's much more of a you're giving your life to God, and you should want to be with Him nonstop. Like, you really... I had to find my own voice in prayer, I think, you know. I mean, because you can't just continue to the repetition and things like that. Like, things really, the roots really deepened, I would say. There was a lot of growth. The aurarium in the seminary is very, very demanding. we were up early. Your day's pretty much segmented into 15-minute increments. And so that took a lot out of me, and I really had to lean on prayer in the beginning. And there were times I didn't, you know, and like it'd throw your whole week out of synchronization because, you know, you're staying up too late trying to finish homework or something like that. But so there's been a real pattern of thinking I can do it, realizing I can't. Praying, getting through it, you know. And I think that my prayer life especially has just really deepened, you know. I mean, there's always a holy hour every single day, and making that regular time for God to speak to you it'll change your life.
You know, in our the little conversations that we've had here or there over the last couple days and months, horarium is a word that you keep bringing up, you know, which is, of course, horarium is like a daily schedule, which right. is, you know, it's really an important point, I think, in living kind of a disciplined and really as a disciple, really having kind of a set day and schedule. Before you went into seminary, were you kind of regimented in your scheduled life, or is that something new?
I was fairly regimented. Whenever we were working, it was very strict. You know, I mean, I was up very early and in bed somewhere, you know, around 9 o'clock. Like, it was, the day was pretty much set for you. You just woke up, get to work, and then you're told what to do all day. So that was simple. In my time off, when I would come home and things like that, it would usually fall apart. You know, we'd stay up till 3 a.m. having a bonfire, having friends over and things like that. And then the next morning, you might wake up, you know, somewhere before lunch, but you don't really know what time. Seminarian speak, the horarium, the daily schedule. I think it is. It's extremely important, you know. If you don't get your time of prayer in, and if you don't really budget time and in a way shape your day around your time of prayer, you're going to fall off, and it's not going to work.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, Shane, for joining us. You've been listening to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today has been Shane Garrity. Shane is a seminarian for the Diocese of Columbus. Let's conclude with a prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord God, we ask that you bless Shane and bless all of our seminarians. We ask that you bless those who are discerning a vocation to the priesthood or to the religious life. We ask that, Lord, that you just hold them close to you and guide them and protect them from all harm. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening again to Conversations on Discipleship. Until next time, peace and all good.